Many years ago, I had come to a crossroads in life. The former things seemed to have all run their course, and I had no idea what the Lord wanted to do. I didn't even have any ideas about what to pray or dream about, not even any imaginings of what might be. My mind was just a big blank, and for a guy whose mind is virtually never blank, that was a big deal. I went to work, came home, and made food, read my Bible, and prayed as I had always done, day after day, and just nothing. Over time, I had the idea that what I was looking for was not where I was, yet still having no clue about what to do. The next day, while looking at a Where's Waldo picture, there came a spark of a thought like a whisper. Where is your appointment? Go find God's appointment. When you find His presence, you'll have direction. I did what I usually would do, which was my fallback method for discovering the heart of the Lord. Praying, fasting, visiting local churches, none of which produced any results. Everywhere I went, it was just white noise. On one particular Thursday, I had the idea to just get in my car, Friday after work, and just start driving, looking for Jesus and His appointment. You may think that's pretty unorthodox, but how far are you willing to go to find out what the Lord wants to do? For weeks and weeks, I would just drive all weekend in ever-widening circles, staying the night in this town, then in that town. I didn't know where to go, but I did have the sense I was getting closer. It was my way of pursuing the Lord. I parked under a huge oak tree, which was in the parking lot of a little church, way out in the middle of absolutely nowhere, Virginia. It was hot, and I'd stopped to pray and think. There was nobody for miles, and no cell phone signal either. I wondered if this was all just stupid, and I was just being dumb. Suddenly, the radio came on. Yes, all by itself. And a guy on the radio instantly said these words, "Don't stop what you're doing. Keep going. You'll find what you're looking for." Then he went on with whatever else he was saying. Oh man, I was blown away. Then right on the heels of that miracle, in the middle of my phone, where the name of the carrier is supposed to be on the screen, you know, there appeared the words, instead of the phone name or the carrier name, it said, "Jesus is Lord, don't stop." The name of the phone is hard coded into the phone's circuitry, so I knew it had to be God. About the time I thought I had come to the end of all my possibilities, out of directions, vision, dreams, and was even clueless about what to pray, the Lord spoke to me. When I was willing to pursue Him, when I was interested enough in what God had to say that I moved out of my comfortable place, going beyond my usual habit of fasting and praying, going out of my way, looking for Jesus, He found me. If you will look for Him, He will find you. The Lord says to you today, "Seek and you shall find. Find and you shall have, for I am the Lord your God." As we are today, in the course of all our reading, writing, and dreaming, for many at the end of their own pavement, it may seem there's no one in charge, but if we'll get a little closer, in fact, we'll see someone is in charge. God is behind it all. In looking back, all our big ideas are not at all random or haphazard. Every word from God's mouth works in harmony with the next. There's nothing accidental about our big ideas. When God is in the house, nothing just happens, and nothing is merely circumstantial. And with you, as a believer in Jesus Christ as Lord, When you're at the end of one path, you will have ideas while your eyes scan the horizon for the next step. In the moment, you will know they are a supernatural, fortuitous event. Be willing to sit with the Lord and not want anything from Him other than the joy of sitting with Him. And by, He will give you His wisdom. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.